Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Tasawwur ba waqt zikr. Irshad, tasbih ke waqt aula to tasawwur mazkur ka hai, yani Haq Taala ka. Lekin agar ye khayal na jame to phir zikr ka is tarah se ki ye qalb se ada ho raha hai. Tasawwur ba waqt zikr. Irshad, tasbih ke waqt aula to tasawwur mazkur ka hai, yani Haq Taala ka. Lekin agar ye khayal na jame تو پھر ذکر کا اس طرح سے کہ یہ قلب سے ادا ہو رہا ہے. ذکر بر وقت اذان. ارشاد, اذان ہوتے ہوئے ذکر سے رک جانا اولا ہے. ذکر بر وقت اذان. ارشاد, اذان ہوتے ہوئے ذکر سے رک جانا اولا ہے. نماز سے بے رغبتی کا علاج. حال, آج کل عبادات خصوصاً نماز سے بے رغبتی ہو جاتی ہے اور سخت آسکت گھیرتی ہے, ایک آدھ بار قضا بھی ہو جاتی ہے. ارشاد, یہی صورت ہے کہ اولاً تکلف سے اس کام کو کیا جائے, بعد چندے سہولت ہو جاتی ہے. نیز اس کی اعانت کے لیے اپنے نفس پر کوئی جرمانہ نقد جو نہ بہت سہل ہو نہ گرا مقرر کیا جائے, یا کچھ نوافل ایسی تعداد میں کہ نہ بہت سہل ہو نہ بہت گرا اپنے ذمہ لازم کی جائے. نماز سے بے رغبتی کا علاج. حال, آج کل عبادات خصوصاً نماز سے بے رغبتی ہو جاتی ہے اور سخت آسکت گھیرتی ہے, ایک آدھ بار قضا بھی ہو جاتی ہے. ارشاد, یہی صورت ہے کہ اولاً تکلف سے اس کام کو کیا جائے, بعد چندے سہولت ہو جاتی ہے. نیز اس کی اعانت کے لیے اپنے نفس پر کوئی جرمانہ نقد جو نہ بہت سہل ہو نہ گرا مقرر کیا جائے, یا کچھ نوافل ایسی تعداد میں کہ نہ بہت سہل ہو نہ بہت گرا اپنے ذمہ لازم کی جائے. ذکر نزدیک مصلی کا حکم. تصور بوقت ذکر. ارشاد, تسبیح کے وقت اولا تو تصور مذکور کا ہے, یعنی حق تعالیٰ کا. لیکن اگر یہ خیال نہ جمے تو پھر ذکر کا اس طرح سے کہ یہ قلب سے ادا ہو رہا ہے. ذکر بر وقت اذان. ارشاد, اذان ہوتے ہوئے ذکر سے رک جانا اولا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. When we in the environment, then to do the work becomes quite easy. The blessings of the environment is an encouragement. You feel like the odd one out when everybody is in roza and you're not in roza. Even if it was that you've got an excuse not to keep the roza, you feel quite uncomfortable that everybody is in roza and you're not. So another situation is when there is no conducive environment, then you have to pluck the determination to do it. Whether it is roza, whether it is namaz. Initially it will be a little bit difficult, but as you go on doing it, then Allah Ta'ala creates an ease for you. Then you feel uncomfortable without doing it. So it's just the initial phase where you find a little bit of difficulty. And in all works, in the first phase, the beginning phase, you will find it somewhat difficult. Then you find it difficult to leave it out. A person is constant in his fajr namaz, with jamaat, with the takbir ula. Ask him how he feels if one day he missed out the jamaat. How does he feel? And if he missed out the namaz altogether, then how does he feel? The whole day is a day of misery. So before it was difficult to get up, now you've got into the routine, now to leave it becomes very difficult. And to miss out even the first takbir becomes difficult. But that's the blessing of you plucking the courage, taking the courage, do it, start it off. Then, in the beginning, you may also required to impose a penalty upon yourself. Like namaz now, and you can see now, you're not getting it right. Either missing out, or feeling too lazy and sluggish, but I'm not getting it right. So some conducive penalty. So it mustn't be so small that it doesn't weigh against you, and it mustn't be so much that you can't manage it for the second time. So something in between. But you impose a penalty upon yourself. Some of the things that I normally recommend, that alright, for that you must start Fajr namaz. It's a wealthy person, for him to take out 10,000-15,000 is easy. So it must be a penalty that he finds some level of difficulty. Like for example, I say for 2 weeks you have nothing sweet. So it weighs on you, isn't it? 2 weeks now, nothing sweet. Or you can't manage 2 weeks, then at least 1 week. No sweet. So then you see, alright, the nurse thing, this is too difficult now. Rather just get up for the namaz and don't miss out. So you have to be hard on the nurse. The Quran Sharif praises that nafs that is being reprimanded. La uqsimu bin nafsil lawwama. So Allah Ta'ala takes an oath by the name of the nafsil lawwama. So in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, that nafs is worthy of praise. When Allah Ta'ala himself takes an oath on the name of this nafs. So this person that keeps the nafs in check. They say, an-nafsu kat-tifl. The nafs is like a child, right? In tut'imhu, you carry on feeding him with milk, carries on. And if you stop him from milk, he finds it difficult. He'll protest, he wants that milk. But now, the mother that is milking the child, she must look in the interest of the child. She mustn't say, now the child is crying for milk, so let's give him, let's get over it. Otherwise, the child will never be muscular, strong, and fully developed, because the mother didn't wean him off at the time that she had to wean him off. So the nafs has to be weaned off. You don't like its freedom, its space, like all these things here. Right? Now, Allah Pak has given you brains, right? The brains, like the mother. But the brains must tell you, it's not right. This is going to put you into problems. Namas is an example, but the other things as well. Nowadays, watching wrong things, listening to wrong things, or speaking up, looking after your tongue. So these are important things. Sometimes there's an imbalance, right? So someone thinks, I must just look after my zikrs. And then he's getting involved in other haram. So he can be looking at the wrong things for his tasbih. So there's an imbalance. So the zikrs will take effect when the structures are right. See, the structure is not right, then the zikr won't have its work, but you won't be able to. Though it's very important that you do your ma'amulat, whatever has been recommended. But even more is what Allah Ta'ala has commanded. Namaz on time is a recommendation of Allah Ta'ala, commandment of Allah Ta'ala. This is the Shaykh's recommendation. So obviously the command of Allah Ta'ala is the command of Allah Ta'ala. And what the Shaykh is recommending is to enable you to do the structures. So the structure is the actual thing, this is the support, this is the assistance. So to get the nafs on track, and initially getting the nafs on track is difficult. The nafs will protest. You don't want to do it. So you can have two approaches against the nafs. One is you take the bull by the horn. You like it, you don't like it, just doing it. And one is you have a brother, kind approach, alright. You come for Fajr Namaz, do it nicely. Then after Fajr Namaz, you go for a coffee. So you're playing with the nafs. The idea is to get the nafs right. The coffee wasn't the actual goal. But the nafs is playing hard now. So nafs likes that coffee. So I'll get up early for Fajr Namaz. Do it till Isra, Quran, Sajid, everything. But I take on coffee now. So you have to play with the nafs sometimes. Because now you come too hard, then it's like a person going on a strict diet, right? It's very strict, and when you stop the diet, then you become two times more obese. All the hell will break out in our away with all this thing, I mean, so he'll explode, right? So, one is how to handle the nafs, see? So sometimes, some nafs comes right, you take the bull by the horn. And sometimes, our colloquial language say, ghastly. Take it, understand, and put it on track. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Then it won't want that coffee or something. Hey, given a mask now, that coffee is just a child's play. Leave the thing, carry on. So different approaches to get the nafs right. So, in the getting the nafs right, I say, initially it will protest. Will come up against you. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu'. The Quran says it violently commands you on wrong. Violently. And in this day you see it very common, right? That, if you're not protesting verbally, mentally, who is he to come and tell us? What do you think of himself? So your mind will be protesting. And then, now that nafs has to be disciplined. Don't protest, what he's saying is right. You don't need to come up in a protest. Don't oppose. What he's saying is right, so listen to him. So what was the need for you to protest and come up against him? What's the need? So you need to reproach the nafs. Not to make it feel comfortable all the time. So the hadith says that, show me that friend, feed him well, take good care, give good clothes, all what he wants, you are giving him, right? You want to see wrong, showing him, you want to go to the wrong places, lying him, right? So give him everything. And when you give him everything, then he is your enemy. Everything that he wants, then he's not getting you, he's not allowing you to do namaz, not allowing you to refrain from haram, not allowing you to do the mustahab and adab, that is when you give him everything. But when you go against him, don't give him what he wants. Right? Not the food that he wants, not the things that he wishes to see, not the places that he wishes to go. So you are going against him. When you're going against him, then he listens to you. So, that's the worst type of enemy. So that's your nafs. So one of the most important thing on this path here, discipline of the nafs, is the ego, right? Once the ego is smashed down, then it's like then the nafs becomes like plasticine, play-doh. And it's like play-doh, you can give it the shape that you want, right? But until then, can you give it the shape? Can't give it the shape. You become like rock now. Can you give it the right shape? So the right shape comes when you just break that ego. My elder, they what they want, what they're asking of, let me just do it. Conform. They know more, and they mean good, so why mustn't I listen to them? They know more, and they mean good, so why mustn't? So now, that nafs now has become too stubborn, right? Become too hard and too stubborn. Now, bring it to the level of a play-doh, and see then how smooth this part becomes. Enjoyable and smooth. So this is the first thing about the nafs. The second article is about? So when you are engaged in zikr, then what should be the frame of the mind? So what is nafs? Who got it? This effort against the nafs is right to the end. Bharosa nahi is nafse ammara ka. You can't trust this nafs at any given time. You can't try. It can come in different forms. Nafs. Imagine that you're in etikaf and just went out masjid, and beautiful girl says, how are you, Mr. So-and-so? How was your etikaf? Oh, she's chirping away like a bird, right? And how do you feel at her? So there's no, you can't trust. One moment, thing, it just flip. 1 second. So don't think, oh, I came for etikaf, came for a training, so now I'm done. No, don't think. Still far from done. Still go, keep doing it. Sometimes it comes on that. Sometimes in a circle of friends, and someone is starting off with ghibat, etc. Right? So how are you going to take control of yourself afterwards? Nowadays, even the masjid, the shaitan has worked his way right to the masjid. You get complaints coming from musallis, you know, musallis, the person that's sitting in the first serve and washing things. Someone's watching a movie right in the masjid, the first row. So the way he's worked his way, right into the first serve. So now, first, get yourself right in this etika, then work yourself right out of ethical. So that effort must be continuous. At no time you feel. Sometimes the effort is on the eye, and largely the effort is on the tongue. What does he feel? What does he think about me? Oh, they're ridiculing me. That's what they're doing. Right? See that ego. Ego is not smashed. Then ego wants to come out in its defense. They're picking on me. On my household, they're picking on. I'll put them in place. Show them what I can do. See the nafs. So the nafs has to be disciplined at every second, every moment. The disaster it can cause is also a huge disaster. Just lost yourself. I know a case where the person lost himself for a valid reason. And was trying to flirt with his niece, right? So he gave one shot. For that, he had to be in court for what, almost 3 years, costing about 5 million then. But now, if you think now, how must I respond? That anger, what he's doing is wrong. But what must I do to stop this thing here? What must I do? Without avoiding any type of legal procedures. So the nafs has to be controlled. If you look at the broader picture and think, well, do something, correct something, but how do I go about correcting it? Most of the problem is when we act spontaneously. And then if it is that you're going out of control and you don't know how to correct yourself, then ask your senior. But now, every small thing you can't ask. He'll give you some principles and you work on that. You come to push now, you know, and there's no way. You can't, you know, you're really, really jammed up and frustrated. Because you tried everything that he's recommended, but you can't manage. Then you phone him, then you have to speak to him, right? So now, every small thing, that's not right. He recommends some things, this was here, execute, enough. Then you've got a shock, you've got an enthusiasm to do more. Then ask him about it. What a yearning, longing to do more. So get the nafs, and after that, this nafs is a very, very dangerous thing. Now we're talking about making zikr, so what should be the mind like at that time? So at that time, think of the maskur. Maskur means Allah Ta'ala. How you engage your mind? You engage your mind this way, that Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to remember Him, right? I'm executing the command of Allah Ta'ala. See that? Uskurullah zikran kathira. So it's the command of Allah Ta'ala, and I'm just complying with His command. Feelings come irrespective. There's love of one's compliance. In one's compliance, I'm complying. So that is now at the time of your zikr. What should be the frame of the mind? You think of the maskur. That He's asked me to remember Him, so I remember Him. And you can add this intention. I'm doing it also for His love. So you will keep remembering. When you remember something continuously, then some love builds up. You know, we hear the famous story of Leela Majnun, right? So they saw Majnun, and he's writing with his hands on the ground, you know, writing. So someone is passing by and asking, we saw a lot of things in the world, but we haven't seen a letter being wrote, a letter being written on the ground. How are you going to put it in the envelope? How are you going to post it? What are you going to do? How are you going to do it? So he says, see, it's the letter to my beloved, Leela. For some reason, I can't just meet her. Right? But now, when I can't meet her, I can't see her, then says, tasalliya khatir mikunum. I'm trying to appease myself. Tasalliya khatir mikunum. I'm trying to please myself. The original was to meet, right? But I can't meet. When I can't meet now, I have to appease my mind. So I'm just going on writing her name. Just writing her name. So, this repeating the name of Allah Ta'ala, that's like a replacement for seeing Allah Ta'ala. So, today he read this ayat, right? In ayatihi an khalaqakum min turabin summa idha antum basharun tantashirun. Rulah, what speaks of the qudras of Allah Ta'ala. He made you from dust, and there you become a man scattered far and broad. You see, what you were and what you become, and then you scattered. Did you see what was your origins? The origin was dust. Don't you see His Qudrat being expressed? Don't you see Allah's Qudrat? Okay, you were dust, nothing, you were nothing. And then how He created you, how He molded you, the best of forms, and then someone is flying here, someone is going there, someone is there. So the things that you think of Allah, again, خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفَسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, right? Then from within you, He's created your spouse. لِتَسْكُمُوا إِلِيهَا, that you find tranquility. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. So He's created someone from within you. Hawa alayhi salam, alayhi salam, born from man, right? The root bed. And then, لِتَسْكُمُوا إِلِيهَا, you find tranquility. And Allah has created love and مُوَدَّةً, love and bonding between the spouses, right? Now, In the itikaf, you will get your sleep here. Why? Because you are the mihman of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives you sleep. Whose mihman you are, whose guest you are? Allah Pak. So you'll give better meals than you have. You'll have better sleep here than you ever right. Why? Because you are his guest. So he's taking care. But now, you're at home, and she's gone for a holiday 1 month, can you get your sleep? Can you? With this side, with some zikr this side, and that side. Can you see that? So, in this, Allah has created tranquility for you. That you need her for the tranquility of your mind. Are you upset? You know, she's not around, so you're upset. Can you focus on your job properly? On your work, can you focus? See the tranquil mind. So, don't you see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? You're always strangers, right? And then you're together. And then the bond after that, right? And then to support this, Allah Pak made two things. What is Jala Bainakum? Was it Jala Bainakum? Mawaddata wa Rahma. So, it's created two things, love and mercy, right? So, when the spouses are young, then there's a lot of love, isn't it? Hey, look at this valley here, look at that lake, right? Look at the mountain and the stream, hey, right? But, do teen bachya gaye to phir, the children comes and then, what happens? And all that contours, everything, all fading away, right? But Allah Pak replaces it with mercy, right? You're aging and she's aging, right? So she doesn't have the same shape, right? And I tell her it's a mercy that she doesn't have the same excitement and thrill when she was young. It's a mercy, right? But he replaces the love with mercy. You think about the good, the kindness, the khidmat that you enjoyed at your hands, right? You had some gifts, you wanted yourself to be spoiled, you needed something, and she was there ready to serve you. So then you think of all the good that you enjoyed, and then the mercy overtakes you, right? She wants to go home, let's take her mind. So, now, if you look at it, then she doesn't have that excitement, she doesn't have that thrill, right? But for the younger, for the people that are married for 15 years, and they don't have all these things yet. See, now we don't have the same excitement, you know, why? That eternal excitement is the hereafter. Here, you just put up with this. Because you must look at yourself in the mirror sometimes. How you look? The fat old cha-cha, the dig this side, so if you're complaining about her, then complain about yourself also. She doesn't have the looks, then you also don't have the looks. See, now you're like a snowball. Sutarfiddi. So you look at yourself, then you understand, all right? If she's aged, then I am also aged. I know that. A lot of people come and tell me the event, right? Maternity one, right? So the wife's about to deliver, so the husband comes. So the nurse is asking, is that your father? See? So understand, if she's aged, then you also age. So don't be unfair in this. Now you're looking for more excitement, you're aging, and you're not getting it, so just be relaxed. Ja'ala bainakum mawaddatan wa rahmah. When ayati khalqu samawat, again look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. See things that you must think about. Then your zikr becomes alive. When you talk about the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, think who made this happen? Khalaqakum min turabin. You know, I just think about this dust, you know, and the qudrat Allah Pak is placed just in dust. I can't get over it. Because to create that type of a substance, right? That type of substance, that will be multi-purpose. We depend on that for your livelihood, right? Don't you? for your living, for your housing, right? For your roading, right? Right? For your construction, for your medication, for your animals. Right? That's the substance, multifunction. Who is the one that made this dust? It can be a multifunction. And you mix, can anybody think of it? Then, again, look at it. It's not so soft, you just sink into the earth. It's not so hard that you can't break and work. What a multifunction. And then life just springs up from that. All life comes up from that. Can you see that? The stura. Okay. Who did that? Did you ever think about it? Only it's such, it's multifunction. Then again, look at the earth from a different perspective. So different seeds were sown into the earth, right? And this seed gave it a shape of a watermelon. This one gave it a shape of a lychee. This one gave it a shape of an apple, right? Who did that? Can you see that? The multifunction, identifying, giving the shape, the beauty, the splendor, the fragrance. Forget the taste, even the fragrance, the nachi, what it really is from, just wait for that. When the Mosam will come, doesn't happen. Even the fragrance, who put the fragrance in it? A lot of people will take the peel and love it and just enjoy that fragrance. But who did that? All coming from the earth. Did you ever think, and who made that earth? Did you ever think about it? You see the beauty of Allah. We're looking elsewhere for excitement, but we're not looking within the things that Allah made. We're not looking there. Then the same, we are also from a human seed, right? Then the shape, the beauty, the size and everything, right? All coming from the earth. If you analyze what you are, all from earth, because you are either vegetable or animal, right? Vegetable and animal waste come from the earth. And then this type of shape, beauty, complexion, a type of eyes, you see that? Can you see the Qudrat of Allah? Can't we look into this? I mean, ayati, خَلْقُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. You saw the earth, I told you about dust, right? And look at the heavens, right? If the heavens hold back the water, then can there be any life? If it holds back the winds, if it holds back the sun, can there be any life? We talk of heaven, kullu ma ya'alu, everything that's above is heaven. Can you see that? You see the harmonious plan of Allah Ta'ala, that the earth is working in conjunction with the heaven, showing you kul. في كل شيء له آية تدل على أنه واحد. There's a perfect harmonious relationship between the earth and heavens. They're working in conjunction. That means the creator is one. Otherwise, would there be such a harmonious relationship? Bhai, Kruger Park jate, mall jate, Allah Ta'ala ki kudrat ko dekho, bhai. Mall ball ko chodo. See the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Look at that. You'll cry. You'll get fascinated. How beautiful is the plan? Then, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. The variances in the strain of the complexion. One complexion is super white, very, very white. And one is absolutely dark. في الأرض قطع متجاورات then فخرجنا بثمرات مختلفة ألوانها من الجبال جدد بيض وعمر مختلف ألوانها وغرابي بسود الناس والدواب والأنعام مختلف ألوان كذلك. You see the variety of colors, right? And an animal got spots, white spots, black spots, and it adds to the beauty. And you got spots then? Right? Animal got spots, adds to the beauty, isn't it? And if you got spots there, it's a lovely thing. And you see now the beauty of Allah was created. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Then Allah created a means of communication. This means of communication is so dynamic, right? You can identify a baby's voice from an old man, from a middle age, from a youngster, from a woman to a man, old lady to a young girl, hag to bag, all within this 2 meters of flesh and bone. Which was the kudra that make all this happen? And his voice is so good, man. You know, your heart just wants to burst when you hear him. You hear him, you just hear the Quran Sharif. So I asked for a musician. I said, "You are a musician, right? I gave all that and you practicing. I'll just know from you, right? This is the fair truth, just as it appears. You've been a musician, right, all your life. Now you came here. So what's the difference?" He said, "The difference I found, he was like a professional singer, music all that. So the difference I found, you find a thrill in the music, but for a moment. And then the thing evaporates, you want something harder and harder and harder, music. The Quran Sharif is such, it gives you an excitement, right? But an excitement that is continuous and satisfying. It satisfies you, gives you that happiness, and carries on. It doesn't stop at any point. Yeah, for the moment you jump on it, and after that finish, dead. Then you go to drugs from that, right? Yeah, it gives that happiness, and after that, full level of satisfaction. You feel satisfied. So I said, it must happen, because Allah says, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبِ. You want the satisfaction, then see the verse, Allah. This is not to warn you. Like, you know, in the airport, when they make an announcement, so they start, your attention please. So Allah is here, attention please. See where they learn the attention please. Allah. Behold, agah ko jao. Attention please. So, can you see the emphasis? First Allah says, your attention please. Then, bizikri lahi tatma'innu al-qulub. So there they say, taqdeemu ma haqqu wa ta'khir. The second law of grammar, right? So it's supposed to be tatma'innu al-qulub bizikri lahi. But it says, bizikri lahi tatma'innu al-qulub. So, it says the whole sentence construction has been changed. Like I say, I worship you, O Allah Ta'ala. And the other way is to say, you alone do I worship. It's the same, but can you see the emphasis? Where the emphasis is now? In the first sentence, it was straight. And now I'm impressing. And I'm impressing how I changed the whole construction. So Allah says, don't look for satisfaction anywhere else. It's just in Allah Ta'ala. You've been looking in music, in haram, in your wife, etc. She'll be some satisfaction, but the ultimate satisfaction is Allah Ta'ala. That's where you go wrong. You're not finding this aim, enjoyment, by. So you didn't build yourself up to the level of zikr. When you didn't build up yourself to the level of zikr, now you can't find that satisfaction. But if you had built yourself up, then you would have found the actual source of the solace. You didn't discover that. When you didn't discover it, now complaining here, complaining. Otherwise, it would have been, Ya Bilal, aqim as-salah. Ya Bilal, aqim as-salah. Ya Bilal, arihna aqim as-salah. Bilal, start the azan, call out the namaz, and find comfort. See that? So you build yourself up, that namaz becomes the means of your comfort. Now you're not looking for a Saturday night outing and meeting and youngsters or that. Which is getting your satisfaction? Namaz. in Jamaat now, and you're not loitering and mixing some unnecessary. We did all the mashwara, ta'lim, everything, zikr, all. Now, get into the remembrance, zikr, namaz, Quran Sharif. That's where you find the actual satisfaction. Now, you misuse your time, so you're not finding the satisfaction in Jamaat also. Because you, not that the Jamaat doesn't have it has it. But the Jamaat has a procedure. If you follow the procedure, you'll get it. You programmed your time. So you, when you program your time, you put enough. I swear Allah Ta'ala. And I don't want any interruption. Just leave me. Just leave me all. And anybody will find it. Sayyid Sab son Rafiq was in Jamaat, you know. Those days now, 70s. So they had to take on American Jamaat. 10 days, 40 days, how they have it in India, Pakistan. So they were black now, and they have to take him out in Jamaat. He got so thick with namaz, so comfortable. New Muslim, but that happiness he got. So here, Rafiq is coming to call him. Bhai, taxi agaya. The taxi came, he come now. So he's speaking the American lingo, you know. Just move out of there. Just me, bounce a few records. So what level of satisfaction and happiness he must have found in namaz, right? New Muslim, right, introduced to namaz, and what pleasure he must have found. Right? If someone says those words here, it's like a joke. But that's the language, that's how they speak, right? But you can see his new, what he must have found. He didn't see this, his whole life he didn't see it. So that namaz has to be built. Someone says, the wife is nagging. Right? Go into the other room, start with some namaz, some Quran Sharif. Do you ever try that? Try that. Try that. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. She'll feel sorry, not sorry, come to it. Right? The simple remedies we are not looking for. Before the complicated remedies. See? وَاخْتِلَافُ أَرْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ Then, in ayati manamakum billayl wal nahar, right? Then, he gives you some sleep, he gives you. Right? Tired, and he gives you a nice, a deep sleep and you get up, right? How fresh don't you feel? Right? Sometimes it's just a few weeks, right? But how fresh don't you feel? Like a new life. But imagine the creator, how great, powerful, mighty, comprehensive. So a time for work, time for relaxing, and a time for refreshing. And how you made it? You're paying something for that. Now, this field, I don't have zikr. You know, my one friend, he's not home now, Mitar Gilitz. So he's telling me, this is an elite area, talking back in the day, elite area. And only the wealthy, super wealthy that live here, Jews and all that. But every person living here, they're dependent on sleeping drugs. I said, hey, how do you come to that conclusion? Or, the next door to me is the pharmacy. The pharmacy tells me that everyone there, and here, neen ka ye tikana, the neen, the sleep is such. Seeing the bayan, the neen is saying, but I come. Hey, just hold on. So Bayar Kari was. See how the thing is forcing itself. They're forcing the need to come. Here the need is coming. It's forcing it. Sleep. Can you see that? Now, did you ever think that Allah Bhakti gave all this free of charge? So he's got a work and buy so much enjoying at the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Beautiful hands of Allah Ta'ala. Gracious hands of Allah Ta'ala. How much you enjoying? Did you ever think about it? Manam kum bi layl wa nahar. What a gift of sleep. Waqtighaukum. Some of my friends, they tell me, their sleep is such, they know the head is going on the pillow, or the knee, the sleep is coming for that. It just comes automatic. So, who's blessing you with this? Min ayati, min fadli, And then for the approximately 7 or 7.5 billion human population, right? Imagine now, Allah Pak has created an avenue for your livelihood according to your taste. You put him into agriculture, put him into livestock, put him into some profession, put him into business. He's a bricklayer. Billions of people, different professions. You know, in the beginning of the 90s, there was a huge cry. All this big media. The cry was population explosion. How will the world, how will the earth be able to sustain itself? So that thing was going on. So they're trying now to control birth all that, right? But I was so shocked when she looked at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That came 94, 95, then these computers came up. And it took the world by storm, that the world can't work without it. Can you see that? Computer programming and scientists and this and that and that, whatever, right? The whole world can't function. You see that? And then millions of job opportunities. You see that? Yeah, they're called, afraid what's going to happen. And then, can you see now how he's made you, understands your temperament, because he's built that temperament, and thereafter, the choice of your rosy. You like it very hot. Can't do that. Everybody must have a marcha, right? I know some years ago we had a Turkish Jamaat. They can't even, you know, they can't even take the slightest spice. So it's absolutely bland. What a kita umutajaviratun wa jannatun min nakhili wa anab, right? Sinwan wa ghiru sinwan yusqa bi ma'in wahid. All the same. Your substance is the same, but the variety in the taste. You see that? You can see that absolute variety. What poles apart? Jivaal comes from the end. Yurikum al-barqa khawfa wa tama'a. Right? You see the lightning, right? Sometimes to frighten you, and sometimes to you to anticipate, to long, right? For his mercy. Lightning, then you think of rain. Sometimes, as the Shaykh says, that he's, this must have been around the 35, 40 somewhere, right? So, the lightning just struck, and Shaykh's worker was, the name was Mohan Nasir Sahib. So his 3-year-old daughter, she read the ayat, يُسَبِّهُ الرَّحْدُ بِحَمْدِي وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِي. Then she's asking him, asking the worker, when do you read this dua? And what happens if you read this? She already became the teacher and the supervisor. When you read this dua, and what happens? What's the virtue? So you read when the thunder strikes, the virtue is this, that you get saved, and your whole household gets saved. You get saved, and your whole household. So if there is some deen in the house, right, then bacha is the marking for Allah ka naam hoga. Every child will talk Allah ta'ala, sunnahs. The Mu'abrasa says, so he used to get this government official, you know, ministers, finance, they come for duas. So the one minister, what he was, the Dastar Khan, eating, with his left. So the small child, about 2.5, 3, hey, inne bade ho karke, malum nahi, shaitan, bai haath se khaya karta. So big, don't you know, shaitan eats with the left. So the child, nobody takes exception, is it? But if that's the fiza in the house, bache ke zaban ke upar sunnat aayegi, dua aayegi. So now, if you want your house to be just romantic and exciting, all that, every now and then put some balloon there. What, a child coming in the house? And then say, put a big frame. It's a boy. Everything must be blue. Yeah, yeah, Jiwangi. Bring the sunnah into the house. Allah Bakhs remembrance. Allah Bakhs name. Really, I found when the sunnah is outside, that house is warm, very warm, you feel like being there. Sunnah is there, Quran Sharif is recited, the zikr is there, that draping and that beautifying, nothing, absolutely nothing. What brings the life of the house is Quran Sharif, Tali, zikr, sunnah bring into the house. The child is growing up in the atmosphere of sunnah. So, you know how to teach him. He knows it already. Because the whole house is buzzing with the sunnah. Somebody reading Quran, somebody reading Quran Sharif, somebody looking after someone. Right? So there's a whole atmosphere of khidmat, ikram, serving, kindness, muhabbat, covering faults. It's a whole atmosphere. You know? You won't just get that atmosphere. You should work towards it. A business, you have to serve it. Then he serves you in it. So your house, serve it. All your effort is for the house. But you're not finding what you are dreaming. Because you didn't serve the house with Islam, with Sunnah, with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, Ikram, Muhabbat, how to cover faults, how to work with people, how to be an asset in the house, what to do, to be the first one to do things, how to do it, how to talk gently, what words to be used, what words not to be used. So when you work, then the whole house becomes. So that business, even if it's not working, you have to make it work. So same, your house, even if it's not working, make it work. I said that harmonious relationship, earth and the heavens, right? Right? He said, يُحِلْ أَرْضَ بَعْدَ مُوتِيَا. In tropical, subtropical climates, you can't find it so well, right? But now look at dry places like Makkah, Medina, Munawara, or even some parts in Free State, etc. You'll find the winter comes and everything is dead. Don't you find that? Winter comes and everything is dead. Then Allah Pak sends the rain. يُحِلْ أَرْضَ اِهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ. Then it's stirring up. Then there's growth. Don't you see that? Total dead. Total, absolute dead. Lifeless. وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. Why, this is how you will appear again. See, you saw the earth dried up, right? Lifeless. And Allah Pak just sent one of his rain of mercy then. See that. يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. كَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُ. This is how you will reappear. Dead, decomposed, disintegrated, then Allah just sends one special type of rain. And then everything springs up. See that? كَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُ. تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُ تَخْرُجُ الرَّيْلِ. كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. Right? Everything is obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Can't war the obedience. Look at the sun, right? It has to remain within that orbit. For the years that it's in operation, did you ever see the sun moving out of the orbit? Huh? Right? The sun is commanded. You will rise in Durban, right? At 4:30, right? On this day, 26th of Ramadan, right? But will you find any inconsistent plan, even if you trace back 1,000 years ago? So who did it? This came out of that. Can it happen? Can it? Exactly at that time. And then you, Mr. Sun, when you are in Transvaal, then not at 4:30, then at 5. Then trace all the archives, look for 1,000 years ago. And Mr. Sun, when you're in Makkah Mukarrabah, then at this time of the year, then you're going to be rising at, say, 4 o'clock, right? Any change. Precise, precision work. You see that? Here at this time, here at that time. The precision work. So, don't you see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? By Qudrat ko dekhar ke yakin ko badhao. Get your yakin right. leave all these school books and science books, because it will rob you of your iman. And if you look at the Quran Sharif, it will enrich your iman. Right. This is the morning's qiraat. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ نَوْا and begin the ayat ضَرَبَ لَكُمْ مَثَلًا مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ coming to the ayat فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلِيهَا ذَلِكَ الدِّينِ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ وَاتَّقُوا. So the qiraat was going on, and I like this style, you've been continuous, so I can understand now what way the Quran is taking you. مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ وَاتَّقُوا وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ. So he's taking them, how the Quran is taking you, can see that. Now you turn totally to Allah Ta'ala. See, turn totally to Allah Ta'ala. So this ayat here, فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلِيهَا, this is your actual nature, but it's created you in this nature that you'll find your solace when there's a complete turnaround, what? When there's a total turnaround to Allah Ta'ala, right? Then you will find your solace. Absolute, complete turnaround. Right? And in that turnaround, that you don't want any interruption. Absolute. Whether you're in jihad, whether you're in a madrasa, in the khanqah, but what you want? A total turnaround. Muni bina ilay. Fitratullahi lati fatar al-nas. So here you're training yourself to get into that frame of mind that there's a total turnaround, uninterrupted, to Allah Ta'ala. See, when I was reading that, then I'm thinking of other ayats that are corroborating. See, kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. Kullu man aliha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Allah is telling us, see, everything is perishing. Sooner or later, be it the sun and its glory, be it the earth and its splendor, but everything is coming to an end. Illa wajha. So what Allah wants you, what He wants from you, then you hold to the one that is eternal. So don't let there be any interruption in your relationship between you and Allah Ta'ala. Absolute, pure, uninterrupted, clear. So you come here for that. Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. So every coming day, that relationship and that bond must just improve. Improve. That came from Allah Ta'ala, going back to Him, that relationship, that special, pure, uninterrupted, undisturbed, that relationship. That's what He wants. If you just look from the beginning, so He showed you His kudrat, right? And then, what should be the outcome of your reflection? Munibin, just turn to Him. You won't find solace, you won't find answers, you won't find relaxation anywhere. You'll get it just with Him. وَاتَّقُوا and just guard yourself. See, this world here is designed to attract you, right? So when it's love, that in love must have a trial. Love must have a trial. It's not coming without a trial. Or a rumor of there's kitab, or a story there, right? So one person saw a girl and beauty I can never see before. So yeah, he's following her. So she may not know, taking a right turn, so she's coming that side, left turn. So what happened? No, I'm fascinated with your beauty. I can't leave. Right. So she said, you see what you do? About 50 steps behind is my sister. She's even 10 times more beautiful than me. So he took a U-turn. So she gave one tight smack. You see, fascinated, I decided to give one small just starter. I see your whole ambience just changed. Yeah. So Allah Pak wants this special love just for Him. at a time, وَاسْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبَّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. At a time he wants it just to you, that's for him. And this must just go on progressing. We remember Allah Ta'ala, but how? سب کو چھوڑ کر کے خدا کی طرف پوری طرح سے متوجہ ہو جاؤ. Just keep people aside and total just towards Allah Ta'ala. میں ہوں اور ذکر یار ہے. It's me and the remembrance of the beloved. Me and the beloved, nothing else. You think, you know, the first time that you're intimate, first time in your life. Do you appreciate any type of interruption? Any type of small interruption? So the special love, right? Or the special of the special is Allah Ta'ala. So can't you give that type of quality time to Allah Ta'ala? Uninterrupted. Special. Very, very special. So that's what Allah وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. You can't wait for the 24 hours. Start off with 1 hour, 2 hours. Get on, you understand. مُنِبِينَ إِلَيْهِ وَاتَّقُوا. So guard yourself. See, وَاتَّقُوا. This world will tempt you. That's a trial. See this person here, this girl. She's trying the person that is fascinated. He's fascinated. So she wants to show, she wants to try him out. Is your fascination true and honest, or just playing a game? In 2 seconds, she made out this person is dishonest. You see? So a human being also wants to see that is your fascination, is your love true? Then doesn't Allah Ta'ala also, doesn't He deserve that He tries you out? That you're getting tempted with all the stupid things, perishable things, or your heart is soaked and involved just in me? Can you see that? That human being, he feels that I got the right to test this love. Doesn't Allah Ta'ala have the right to test your love? Are you with me or you with someone else? Where's your love? Where's your Muhammad? See, so all his ayats he shows you, this is but just turn to me. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا كُلُّ مَنْ عَلِيْهَا فَانْ. So it's all further than what my thought is running there. Can you see that? What's over here?